forward to it, and let's make this a habit, man. Let's be partners with you guys, okay?
Yes, sir. Actually, you know, other than if you don't play golf, we got another tournament. We got another event coming up November 7th. It's a car show. It's at Today's Car Care in Luling. So if you're not a golf guy but you like cars or you want to enter a car, again, come to. We got a Facebook page. We got a website. Just in case if you're not a golf guy and if you're a car guy or if you like to eat and drink, trust me, go up to the event.
I love that.
I can't help you with your golf game, but I can guarantee you're going to have a great time.
Well, our intern over here swears he's a good golfer, so you know maybe we'll see what he's practicing right now here in the studio. So, Josh, we're looking forward to Friday, man. We'll see you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir, and thank y'all. Like I said, daddadsclub.com. Get all the information you need.
Yep, easy enough. Go do that for sure. Daddadsclub.com.
Oh, yeah. I have one of their shirts.
The purple
and blue. Exactly. I wear that shirt sometimes.
I do, too. It's really cool. So, again, it's a bunch of dads getting together to help out local families, and just go check it out. Just go check it out, and we'll do a lot more and talk a lot more on Friday. Thank you, Josh. We appreciate the time, sir.
All right. Thank you, Gus.
I have my clubs in the back of my car.
You do. I know.
We can go
it's
right now.
It's always your excuse why you can't ever carry any of the equipment. I got no room. You have a bigger car than me. I got no room. I got my clubs.
You always have to be prepared.
I got my clubs.
You always have to be prepared.
It's incredible how much I have to do what you should be doing.
Oh, come on, Gus.
That's how it works.
I'm out here hustling.
Are you? Yeah. Know what you're doing? Hour one is in the books. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King, 504-909-KING. Jake Madison will join us at 1:15. Dr. Holly McKenna, 1:30. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
When it comes to planning for the financial independence of you and your family, you just can't afford to be wrong. If you're within 10 years or less of retirement, the opportunities to adequately provide for your future are becoming less and less. We guide clients to make suitable investment decisions to pursue their goals once their earning years are over. For a confidential, no-obligation evaluation of your financial goals, contact me, Raleigh Galliano, today at 325-6500. Galliano Wealth Management Group, advice you can trust. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
At Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat and Homa, you can get a great deal on a Ram at their Ram Power Days event. See their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too. Through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Coming up on Tuesdays Off the Bench, LSU head coach Ed Ogeron, coach Derek Stingley Sr., Saints writer Nick Underhill, and Barstool Sports' Brandon Walker all stop by for a massive day of football and a brand new OTB mailbag. Off the Bench, 100.3 ESPN.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
800-998-1003. I say that because we have big old breaking news.
Huge.
That have to do with your Pelicans.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me. Let's get
stupid. Today's more that, what, that Camel Wednesday hump day? Is that what it is?
It's the midway point of your work week. Head coach Sean of the Payton. Gus Kattengill, Jordan Kleber wearing his Pelican shirt. Well. What do we have here, Jordan? Don't you? Not yet. Gotta wait for the words of wisdom.
This is words of wisdom itself.
Peace and happiness forever. Jake Madison, Locked On Pels, gonna be joining us next segment. One of my questions was going to be, when are we going to have a new head coach?
Well, you're going to have to start thinking of new questions. Because,
you need
new questions.
Do we have a head coach?
We have a head coach.
It looks like we have a head coach. This is called, waiting for a second here.
What are we doing?
I think Andrew Lopez, I just texted him, is going to give us a buzz here in a second if he can.
That's the one that broke the news. We do have the news.
He just tweeted it. I asked him to call in, so we'll be looking for him. But the news is simple. Adrian Wojnarowski and Andrew Lopez reporting. Stan Van Gundy has agreed to a deal to become the next coach of your New Orleans Pelicans. Now, new question of the day.
Oh, Pels fans. I already have it. I already put it up.
There you go. Pels fans.
Give us your thoughts.
What you think? Stan Van Gundy, the head coach of your New Orleans Pelicans, Woj and Lopez, announcing that. So we'll talk with Jake Madison and Andrew if he calls in. Get your takes. Pels fans, have at it. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA. What do you think? He was the name we were talking about a lot last week, and I talked about saying it just looked like a good fit, the right fit. So it's out there everywhere now. Everyone's reporting it. Stan Van Gundy, your new head basketball coach of the New Orleans Pelicans. General D, you're first to chime in on it. Sir, how are you?
Hello. I am ecstatic that they finally made the decision, one, and that I think it's the guy that's going to right the ship a little bit here, that his ability to not only coach and kind of be a presence in the locker room, the fact that he's going to be able to kind of bring a system that is going to be more apt to whatever talent that he has. And we mentioned it at the gym this morning that it was, you know, you needed this guy to get in place so they can start bringing in the different pieces. One of the things that I like about him is that he runs, when he was over in Orlando, he ran a 4-out-1-in offense that was geared toward, toward Howard. And, I think the thing is with Zion, you could do a lot of the same. And then also, depending upon what big you're able to bring in, because I think you need to bring in a talented big to run alongside of Zion, you need to bring in some additional shooters. I think if you're able to keep J.J. Redick because of his shooting ability, it really could fit well. Plus, he's a guy that has said that Stan Van Gundy is one of the reasons that he's still in the NBA, is really kind of helped him lock down defensively. JJ is never going to be a lockdown defender, but he's a guy that really understands concepts and puts himself in the right position, takes a lot of charges. I like the hire. I think it's going to be able to grow with this team, but I think we got to see who's the people he brings in as assistant coaches. I think that's going to be a telltale sign as well. But I like the hire a lot.
Again, the breaking news just announced minutes ago. Adrian Wojnarowski and Andrew Lopez of ESPN, Stan Van Gundy agreeing to be the head coach of the New Orleans Pelicans. Shams from The Athletic adding the details. Jordan, how long?
A four-year deal. Uh-huh. And there's probably going to be more to come from that.
Right, so, and it makes sense, obviously, with that. In general, D, one of the points that you're making, too, that that I got sold on, was it Ali that was telling me? Ali Cosell was telling me about some of the things that he had done in the past working with Howard, using three-point shooters, J.J. Redick being a part of it. He has that personality that I think can take on a guy like Zion and his star status and things. The attention. Well, let's just say the attention, right? General D, that they're going to get. I mean, a Pels loss, a Pels win is going to be covered differently than if you don't have a Zion. So, like I said, I like the fit because it makes sense.
He's also a guy that gives it to you straight. I mean, probably to his detriment a little bit if you look at some of his past stops. But he's a guy that I think he's going to give you an honest assessment of how his team plays night in and night out. And sometimes, you know, having a star power like Zion, the fact that he's young, you know, we've talked about this before. This team has always been lacking leadership, and it has to come from either a veteran free agent that you bring in that can be that mantle guy that everybody looks to, or needed to be a coach with a strong personality. Here's a guy that's got a strong personality. Now, granted, his stops have not been the best. That year that he was in with the Heat, they wound up making the coaching change, and Pat Riley took that team to the championship. You know, that might have just been a personality thing, and like Coach Ogeron had when he was a younger coach, he learned to adapt and he learned from his mistakes. Hopefully that's what's going to happen here, but I'm excited about the hire, and I think the Pelicans are finally putting themselves in position to be amongst the contenders moving forward.
Yeah, look, like I said, General D, it makes a lot of sense to a lot of people, I think, moving forward. So, it was so funny. I said it in the opening segment of the show. This morning at the gym, I was speaking to General D, and he asked me, when are we getting a new coach? Sure enough, who would have thought, literally an hour later, we'd be talking about it. Literally, you and I spoke about it doing some cardio this morning.
The one name I'd like to see him retain, well, actually two, obviously, Chris Fitch, I think, is a guy that I think he needed to retain because of his ability to kind of grow with this team as well. Because if Stan's going to be here for 4 years, maybe he's a coach that can kind of take the mantle after that. Mm-hmm. But also, the shooting coach, Vincent, I think he's another guy that I think they need to keep around.
Yeah.
Because he's done wonders with some of these guys' shots.
You know, David Griffin said earlier, right after when he met with reporters on a Saturday after he let go of Alvin Gentry, that he, you know, really, really likes a lot of the, you know, coaches that he had on the staff. So I'm going to play a couple of those bites here to kind of go back from August 17th. So General D, stick around. Thanks for the call, man. You were first to comment on new Pelicans head coach Stan Van Gundy. Who knew that you were like,
lock up, baby birds, let's go.
It is. Look at the excitement from General D. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. 800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime in to the conversation. This was David Griffin back on the 17th of August on finding a coach that fits the style.
It's not as much about style. Obviously, Alvin and I won in the past playing what was at the time very fast. That team's pace would be towards the bottom of the NBA right now. So this is much less about style of play, and it's really more about engendering a level of buy-in of what our future should look like. And that's really what we're focused on is building towards the ethos that we discussed. You know, won't bow down is not something that we used as a marketing campaign. We want that to be a part of the fabric of our identity, and we're going to continue to build towards that.
One of the important factors that he was looking for, and again, I think it's one of the things that made SVG somebody that I think a lot of Pels fans liked. Can you, I wouldn't say mold, but maybe mold, grow, mentor, nurture, and develop young talent? It's a young team, got potential. Griffin on that.
It makes sense, Doug. I appreciate it. I would tell you it's a little bit of both, quite frankly. We're a really young group, but again, getting back to Brandon Ingram by way of example, here's a kid that played this season at 22 years of age, and we had to beg him to work a little less towards the end of the season because he was doing two-a-days on every practice day. Lonzo Ball very similarly did the same thing. I could tell you the same about Nickeil Alexander-Walker and several of our veterans. We've got a young group, but we have a group that's really, really driven. And I think what we need is to just congeal all of that in the right direction and to get buy-in and a shared vision and really profit off of the fact that we have kids that are highly motivated. And yes, we're very young. I would say that we're not seasoned as winners. And that's something you learn. That's a talent in and of itself. And it's not one that we're long on right now. And we need to continue to evolve in that way.
800-998-1003. Again, the breaking news, Stan Van Gundy, named head coach for your New Orleans Pelicans. We're going to be throwing that out there for a lot of people to chime in on this here as well. Van Gundy, his ability to teach, Will Guillory tweeting, 9 total candidates were interviewed by the Pelicans, and he tweets what stood out for SVG, his ability to teach, and his winning track record. Jordan, what is the track record for Stan Van Gundy? That's what I asked you. What were you looking at?
You said give me
the win-loss total of the head coach, man, not the Pelicans team.
I thought you were going a different direction with that.
Oh, my. We'll get back to you on that quick second. You're something else. You know that? Do you have it yet?
Almost.
Almost. Should pop up like almost immediately if you Google.
I got to go to basketball references.
Anything?
Yeah, I got it.
There we go.
So win-loss record. The win-loss.
Van Gundy. Oh, my goodness.
Is that it?
You know what?
There it is. There it is.
It's a total, man. It's
523.
Thank you.
And 384.
Thank you. You made that so much harder than it needed to be. You know that, right?
No, I know.
SVG, your new head coach for the New Orleans Pelicans, Andrew Lopez, still reporting, says, I'll meet you at 1:30. So we're going to have him at 1:30, Jake Madison, 1:15. Anybody and everybody that covers the Pelicans, if you want to chime in, I'll hear from you because I want to get your sense and feel on this. Again, fans as well, 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA. One of our questions of the day, of course, is Saints storylines as they get back to work. We heard from head coach Sean Pate, but now we have a new head coach of the Pelicans. Saul, I'm not a fan of this hire. Stan has had many opportunities and is burnt out everywhere. Should have went with Will Weaver. One of the things that we had a guest on, was it? I think it was Andrew, huh? The last time we had Andrew Lopez on last week, he said this isn't a lifetime deal. Was it him that said that? Somebody on the show was talking about that it's not a lifetime deal. It's just, you know, take that next step. Who's going to be able to develop some of this young core talent and see where they go? Sith Lord on Twitter. Great hire. One of the smartest basketball minds. Also one of the best interviews. Go check out his appearance on the Levitard Show. Yeah, if you listen to ESPN New Orleans routinely, he's always on the Levitard Show. Look, he's got personality. He's got, more importantly, if you listen to him during the bubble, he was a color guy. And he knows hoops, man. And look, you can like or dislike the politics. He's very open on Twitter about how he feels on certain things. Can you relate to today's NBA player? Period. Period. Can those young players relate to you, want to play from you, and more importantly, listen to you? And he will challenge them. When we spoke to people in the past, he is a guy that's going to get in your face. He's a guy that's going to challenge you. I brought it up last week, Jordan. One of the things that it stood out to me in his color when he was calling a Pelicans game, he was talking about Jackson Hayes.
Why is he going out to the three-point line?
He's on a three-point line guarding a guy. He goes, you have to know that guy's made one three-pointer all season. Why are you out there? And guess what happened? Blew right by him. Stuff like that, I love. Uncle Earl, thanks for giving us a call here. Scott on the On Deck Circle. Go.
Hey, man, I like Uncle Earl. I appreciate that, Gus. Mm-hmm. Hey, Gus, hope y'all doing well. Man, look, I like the hire. Gus, when was the last time he was in coaching, and how old is saying.
I want to say the last time he was coaching for what? Orlando, right?
2018, yeah. I believe. 2018, yeah. No, it was for Detroit last time.
Detroit, that's right, Detroit. He's done Orlando and Detroit.
Hey, Gus, I like it, man, but I think you agree with me, Gus. I don't care if you have Phil Jackson back in the heyday.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to secure up some big men to get. We've been beat on the boards last couple of years, especially in the playoffs. Even when we had AD, we need to get some guys that can get on the boards, Gus. And we need some more shooters, man. You know, JJ's my guy, but we need some premium shooters. But I know that's tough, Gus. So, like, you got to get them in a trade or maybe a draft. It's a young team, Gus. It is what it is. I don't care who you get, but maybe he can get the best out of these players. But I think to win now, Gus, we need to get some big men down low. One or two more shooters, and I think we'll be fine, buddy. I'm pulling for them, and I hope they do well, Gus. I like the hire, buddy.
I do, too. I think it's a good fit. I really honestly do. Thank you, Earl. Appreciate the phone call. Scott, give me your best 2 minutes before we go to Jake Madison in the break. Go.
Hey, Gus. Just want to say I'm very hopeful. I think he's got a great mind for the game.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a good match. Given, you know, all we've been through. I tell you what I'm most excited about is that our beloved Brown Birds seem to finally be getting a leadership structure, which they've needed for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're going to start really producing. I'm very happy about that. I just expect really good things from him. I know there's been some disparagement because he's had some issues, but I think he's the right kind of coach to at least get us on a program. A better program and a more positive direction.
You use the word leadership, and it's literally what I've gotten from a lot of people that is the thing that lacked the most there. And it wasn't that Gentry wasn't, but it's what they require at a different level, different style, but what's the most important thing. So the fact that you picked up on that and you feel that he could provide that and you look at that structure, I'm with you. Look, it's Griffin, Langdon, Cash, all well-respected, all well-regarded. And now you add Stan Van Gundy, who one of the first things people talk about with him is a leader. So you just nailed it. I mean, this is why it's different from the CP3, from the AD days. It's a completely different leadership structure in how they view things.
Absolutely. I mean, ever since... for the last few years, that's what's been missing is a key leadership structure, and I think it's being built. You know, whether or not this man takes us to the championship, I really believe he's going to build us a solid program,
right.
If nothing else.
Sounds good. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it, man. Got to hit the break. Hour 2 is brought to you by Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive in Metairie. Wonder what Jason Giles thinks about the hire. We'll ask him tomorrow while we'll be there. Up next, though, Jake Madison, Locked On Pels. Don't go anywhere. Stan Van Gundy, your new head coach of your New Orleans Pelicans on ESPN New Orleans.
Greg's SUV clearance sale is going on now at Greg LeBlanc Toyota. Highlanders, RAV4s, and 4Runners are all marked down to the lowest prices. Plus, Greg LeBlanc needs your trade-in today to restock our used inventory. Great service, great deals. That's the Greg LeBlanc way. Our goal is to save every buyer $2,000. $2,000. Go to our website and find your perfect ride. That's Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. GregLeBlancToyota.com.
Men, are you having trouble with reduced energy, increased body fat, reduced libido, or even ED? Hey everyone, it's Gus Kattengell for Men's Total Health, and these are signs of hormone imbalance. Low T can help impair immune response, cause insomnia, brain fog, and affect overall self-confidence. Pay Men's Total Health a visit today at 3829 Veterans and get tested. They have on-site labs, so you get results while you're there. Hormone balance can help you be your best self, improve quality of life and relationships. Visit menstotalhealth.net today.
The best kept secret on the bayou is, well, it's Raceland Auto Center. The secret is, number one, they do their repairs right the first time. Number two is you don't need an appointment. Number three, they use top quality parts. Number four, they're honest and reliable. Number five, they sell most brand name tires. Number six, they're a bumper to bumper full service center. Number seven, they charge small town prices on repairs in comparison to dealership prices. Repeat customers always become family. Raceland Auto Center, Highway 308 in Raceland.
Download the free Lafourche Parish Sheriff's Office mobile app today. Stay informed with the latest news releases and get push alerts with emergency information. Submit an anonymous tip or pay tickets and fines all on the app. It also has popular features from our website, such as information on current inmates, active warrants, and an interactive map with information about sex offender locations. All of this and more is available on the free Lafourche Parish Sheriff's Office mobile app.
Let's hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back to Big News. Right around the top of the hour, just before, Stan Van Gundy, 4-year deal to become the head coach of your New Orleans Pelicans. One of the best that covers the Birds, of course, none other than Jake Madison, Locked On Pels. Well, Jake, I know you've been doing the podcast. I was going to ask you, when are we going to get a head coach? Well, we found out today.
Man, you picked the best time to ask me to come on your show today. I don't think this could have been timed any better. If we did it like a segment earlier, we would have just missed the news. But there you have it. The deal got done. It definitely felt like Stan Van Gundy was the front runner for the Pelicans head coaching job, especially since Ty Lue took the Los Angeles Clippers job. And it was just kind of a matter of time. I think the Pelicans really wanted to go through their whole interview process, maybe sleep on this decision a little bit. But he checks a lot of the boxes that the team was looking for. A guy that can work well with this young roster and develop them into professional NBA players. And what I mean by professional NBA players is the way you carry yourself, the way you go and approach practice, and all of those little things that can make you a star in this league. And you've heard J.J. Redick talk about it from his time in Orlando, where he was coached by Stan Van Gundy, that he wouldn't be the player he is today if it wasn't for Stan Van Gundy guiding him in the early part of his career. So I think they're looking for a guy who can mold players similar to be a J.J. Redick type of guy. And he checks that box really well. He's got head coaching experience. He's got a good track record around the league. So he should be able to step into this locker room immediately and make an impression on this young team and immediately get their buy-in as this team looks to compete for the playoffs next season and not necessarily 2 or 3 years down the line. So I think this is a good hire for New Orleans, and this is something that I know fans maybe are going to be kind of lukewarm on. It's kind of a retread hire similar to Alvin Gentry from a couple of years ago, but Stan Van Gundy's a pretty good coach, and this immediately adds some credibility to the Pelicans.
You know, I think when you take a look at what's said when that name pops up, and look, for the last, I don't know, 2-3 years, obviously, where before we come on, I had the Dan Le Batard show on in my ear right before we go on, and he was a frequent guest. He has personality. He has knowledge of the game. You've heard him call the games. I was referencing a segment ago in one of the Pels games, I think in the bubble, Jake, he was talking about Jackson Hayes covering somebody on the wing, and he's like, this guy's got to know that the guy he's guarding shoots like 1-3 a season. Why are you out there? I mean, just things like that that plague the Pelicans, you know, and, you know, basketball sense and mind and stuff. So it just makes so much sense in a lot of different areas. And Jake, you spend 2 minutes on his Twitter account. I think he's going to be able to probably relate to today's NBA player as well. So again, you talk about the box checking. You add the Dwight Howard experience. You add the J.J. Redick experience. It just makes sense.
Yeah, it really does. This just checks the boxes that the Pelicans were looking for in it. He preaches accountability, which is a word we used a lot since Alvin Gentry was let go and seemed like it was most definitely missing from the Pelicans last season. He's going to come in and not just hold his players accountable, but hold himself accountable when things aren't working and he's willing to mix up his tactics. There's, you know, one of the questions I've always gotten when it comes to a head coach candidate for New Orleans is, what type of offense does he run? What kind of defense does he run? I don't want to be able to answer that because you want someone that's flexible and is going to tailor the game plan to the players that they have. It's not just, we're going to play fast and you better have the players that kind of fit into this, otherwise it's going to be a bit of a disaster. Stan Van Gundy is going to look at this roster and go, okay, knowing all of these players and what they're good at, this is the type of basketball that's going to make us most successful. And I'm excited for a coach to step in and kind of look at it like that, which I think is the right kind of approach for what the Pelicans need, where there's a lot of really talented players on this roster, and you need to kind of figure out how they're going to go about putting it all together. And I think this is a coach that really could be able to do that for New Orleans.
Speak with Jake Madison, Locked On Pels. Let's be honest. Zion is one of the big names and players and reasons that somebody would want to get this job, Jake. I talked about Howard, how he worked with the big in Orlando, but you know, Jordan brings up the point too. He's also worked with another big.
Yeah, so for the majority of his career, he was an assistant head coach with the Miami Heat, and he coached the Heat for a few years. And 1 year, the 2004-05 season, he was with Shaq and D Wade, went 59-23, and then the next year, everyone knows what happens. He was relieved of his duties, and of course, one of the greatest coaches of all time, Pat Riley, brought them to a championship. But before that, I mean, he went to the Eastern Conference Finals. So just having that experience with big names like Shaq and D Wade, how does that help this young Pelicans team?
I think it shows you how you can manage a locker room. Shaq is an outspoken personality that's been tough to deal with at times. It led to the demise of him and Kobe in Los Angeles that had won three titles together. And he managed to make it work with Dwayne Wade and Shaq. And then Dwight Howard, we all know how crazy that dude is at times. And he took that team to a final. So being able to manage big personalities in a locker room and keep the harmony there when it's not always easy to do that, I think is a very big feather in his cap. And when you look at the teams that he had in Orlando, particularly the team that made the finals losing to the Lakers built around Dwight Howard, it was kind of a forward-thinking offense in a way before we really saw those kind of space and pace offenses in the league like the Miami Heat did with LeBron James, like the Golden State Warriors have done the past couple of years. He played four-out basketball. Put Dwight Howard below the rim and put four shooters around him and let's go and make it work. Mm-hmm. And when you think of Zion Williamson in this roster, that sounds pretty good. And that's probably a way to win a number of basketball games, I think. So the fact that he's kind of been ahead of the curve on the cutting edge of some of the trends in the NBA, I think, helps him. And I think having called games the past couple of seasons, too, gives him more insight into what works and what doesn't in the NBA, more so than a head coach that hasn't been out of the league and has only been kind of focused on his own team and his own players for a little bit. So I kind of like that he stepped away from coaching for a year or two before coming back to New Orleans. So when you kind of put that all together and the fact that he is a personality and can kind of bring that to this team, a team that's very quiet, and
right.
Jason Redick said it's the most quiet team that he's ever been on, bringing a big kind of bombastic personality to this roster is probably exactly what they need.
You know, one of the other things, Jake, as well, that kind of stands out to me is, at least in listening to the games that he's called as a color analyst on ESPN, he preaches defense. And that is something that I think was sorely missed on this team. Even Anthony Davis, the week of the finals, you know, was sitting there saying, hey, Gentry told us to do it. We just didn't do it. So getting guys to play defense, especially at the NBA level, as you know, is difficult. But a guy that understands that, and maybe, as I mentioned, with Hayes and others, how to play defense. Not just, hey, go guard somebody, right? I mean, you and I can say that. But when are you guarding? How are you guarding? And understanding when and where to guard on the floor can be just as important.
Yeah, absolutely. If you hear him on the broadcast, he's very intelligent when talking about X's and O's. And it's not always easy to convey some of those concepts along to a viewer of a broadcast if they're not an NBA player themselves. If I say ice, if I say switching, you might not necessarily know what that means, right? But he's been able to kind of come out and explain the game and what's going on in a way that's easy to understand. That applies to a young team, too, that has a number of guys that have been in the NBA for very, very long. Being able to coach them in easy-to-understand terms, making things digestible for them, I think is going to lead to a lot more success than someone who doesn't have the ability to communicate like that. And that's one of the reasons why I like this hire as well. If he can get this across to us, I'm sure he can get this across to any of the players that he's going to have on this team. And the fact that he focuses on defense is a really important thing. But every coach coaches defense, as you mentioned. It wasn't like Alvin Gentry wasn't doing that, despite what a lot of fans think. It's about getting the buy-in to play that way every single time up and down the court. And when you've seen the success that Stan Van Gundy's teams have had before, and it didn't have the most success in Detroit, but I think a lot of that had to do with the fact that he was president of basketball operations there too, basically the GM, and it didn't quite work, and no one succeeded in that role. When you have as much success as he has, you're doing those things. You're getting buy-in. There's no reason to expect that he would not do that here. And so I think you'll see a much improved Pelicans team next season just with the addition of this head coach.
We'll close out with this. Jake Madison, Locked On Pels. Again, Stan Van Gundy, the new head coach of the New Orleans Pelicans. Is he a guy that can maybe help bring in a player or two in free agency or want to play here eventually?
Somewhat, yeah. You know, he's smart. He's entertaining. He seems like the guy the players want to play for. And as you mentioned before, if you look at his Twitter account, whether you think this is a good thing or a bad thing, he's very active in terms of social justice right now. That's something that resonates and speaks to a lot of the players in the league, almost all of the players in the league. And having the having a coach that's got your back in a situation like that, I think goes a long way. And I think that's someone that players, as they start to kind of put these things to the forefront of their mind, want to play for. And having a guy like Stan Van Gundy, who's so passionate about it and will speak to that and connect with the players like that, probably helps you in recruiting a little bit.
As always, man, appreciate the time, Jake Madison. We have a new head coach to talk about, and the opinions are flying in for sure, and mostly are positive. And people, I'm seeing people say playoffs, bank it, ready to get in. So that's always a good thing. More importantly, we'll see what happens back on the court in January. Thank you, man.
Super. Thanks for having me on, Gus.
Jake Madison, Locked On Pels, at Nola Jake, the way to chime in. Andrew Lopez, he and Woj broke the news. He joins us next to talk about the new Pelicans head coach on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Finally, it's here. The supermarket that Canal Street's been waiting for. Right between Canal and South Broad, the Big Easy Fresh Market is the locally owned, family-oriented market, complete with a cafe, a bakery, a deli, and some of the freshest produce and meats in town. Craving international food? No problem. The friendly staff will take care of your every need. Ready to start fresh? Make a note. The Big Easy Fresh Market, 2669 Canal Street. Like them on Facebook. Eat more fresh.
Game Changers is brought to you by KPMG.
Happy to have joining us now on Spain and Fitz, LPGA golfer Mariah Stackhouse.
I was lucky in growing up with that, in that era where Tiger was beginning his dominance, and was seeing the best player in the game be a black athlete. I think that that was an automatic representation of myself on the golf course, and beginning to take competitive golf seriously aligned with Tiger's presence in the game.
For the rest of the interview, be sure to download the Spain and Fitz podcast.
College football, it's the game you wake up early on Saturdays for. Even though kickoff isn't until 7, the game where the Goodyear blimp becomes a Hall of Famer. The game that goes just beyond school, spirit, fandom, or love of the sport. It's the game where the comebacks happen. It's the game where anything can and will happen, as long as you have the drive. Because college football is the game that moves you. We get it because it moves us too. Goodyear, more driven.
O'Reilly. Count on the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your car. Get maximum cooling system performance for 10 years or 300,000 miles with peak long life universal premix antifreeze and coolant. On sale now for just $5.99 after mail-in rebate. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Only one performance a day.
Well, let's get this show on the road, eh?
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back. Top of the hour, Adrian Wojnarowski along with Andrew Lopez reporting that Stan Van Gundy is your new head coach of the New Orleans Pelicans. He joins us now. He's super busy, so let's get right to it. Sir, how did this all come about? Because I literally was going to have a show today going, when are we going to get a head coach? So how did the process come about, man, to where they finally decided it's SVG?
So here's the, I guess, the issue that they landed on Stan. This was a process where they had been talking to him for a couple of weeks now. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he first popped up as a big candidate last week. I think that was when a lot of people first heard the name, at least publicly. His name has kind of been circling around a little bit for a while, but I know this, Griff and guys went to Orlando at the early part of this week. Initially, there were plans to try and get some other candidates in at the end of the week. However, things moved very quickly, and then earlier this morning, they came to an agreement and decided on Stan Van Gundy being the guy. There's still some assistant coach things that need to be kind of tied up right now. There's some a couple of different things that could move on in that direction. But for right now, Stan Van Gundy is your guy. I think it's a multi-year deal. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be the guy moving forward. Now you go back, and I know this is kind of, it's probably getting into the next thing you were going to say, but Don't look at what he did in Detroit as a shot of what he is right now. That team underachieved. That team was like an under 500 team most of 3 of the 4 years he was there. However, that team had some really bad draft decisions. That team was kind of led by Stan Van Gundy, the GM. I think we've said this before. This is not about Stan Van Gundy, the GM. This is about Stan Van Gundy, the coach. In the 11 seasons that he has finished as a head coach, his team has finished in the top half of the league in defensive rating 10 of those 11 times, the only time being the first year he was in Detroit when they finished 20th. They finished top 10 8 times. So it's the reputation he has for defense while still being able to get up threes. You got to remember, one of those, I think, years obviously having prime Dwight Howard helps, but one of those years in Orlando when they went to the finals, they led the league in defensive rating and they led the league in 3-point shots. So he is still equipped for the modern NBA, and it's the teaching and the defense that kind of put him over the top over the rest of these candidates.
Yeah, Jordan actually has an article pulled up by The Ringer. The 2009 Orlando Magic are the forgotten innovators of the NBA's three-point revolution, and I think that's one of the things that had to be something that you wanted to talk to him about, because we've heard it before, right? Howard in the middle, four guys shooting a three on the outside, and you and I have talked about this last week when you came on, that I think Ingram and Zion can absolutely play together. They both work and operate in different parts of the court in different space, and we saw instances this year where Ingram was the leading scorer, but Zion still had a double-double. So they can absolutely create that way, and I think that's probably intriguing for a guy like him, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what you need to figure out now is you need to figure out who your center is going to be. Is your center going to be Zion, or is your center going to be somebody else? If your center is somebody else, though, I still think you are going to try and build this offense around Zion in the middle. Even though Zion wants to, he can kind of play on the wing. He can do what he wants on the wing. He can get to the goal. Obviously, he can shoot the three at times if needed. But you're going to build this offense around those two guys. Those are your core pieces moving forward. Zion, obviously, with all the talent in the world. And, again, this is not something that just we the media are saying. This is fellow players are saying. JJ has said it several times. He is a once-in-a-generational type talent, an MVP caliber, first All-NBA guy who can lead his team to a championship type of talent if he reaches that. Brandon Ingram, on the other hand, can continue to grow where he is. And obviously a first-time All-Star, average 23 a game this year, so he can also continue to grow. Now you have decisions to make. What do you do with Lonzo Ball? Do you try to extend him? What happens with him? Signing with Clutch is going to look for a lot of money for Lonzo Ball. You need to figure out what happens there. What do you do with Drew Holiday and J.J. Redick? Your veteran. Do you try to make a push? Are you going to try and go for it now with those two guys? I think hiring Stan Van Gundy, at least to me, may be more of an indicator that you're keeping both of those guys. If you would have gone a couple other directions, maybe I could have seen the flip. I don't know if it's a slam dunk that they stay right now, but that's another decision. You probably are going to try to lock up Josh Hart to an extension. Obviously, I think the Brandon Ingram extension is going to be a slam dunk. It's just a matter of putting ink to paper. So a lot now you get to start making decisions. And now that you have your coach in place, you have a vision for what your roster is. Now you can start to take those next steps, especially once the NBA league, once the league sets the cap, and you really know what numbers are moving forward.
Speaking of Josh Hart, speak with Andrew Lopez of ESPN. He and Woj reporting earlier today that Stan Van Gundy is your new head coach for the Pelicans, and Josh Hart tweeted just a couple seconds ago, huh?
Yeah, to give you some more context, J.J. Redick says, "You weren't the only one," and that was in response to Josh Hart. "Yo, I really hated J.J. when he went to college," and Stan responded to that, said, "Sign of respect." Josh Hart then, 5 minutes ago, responded with, "Wait a minute. Hi, Coach."
Josh Hart, man. I love following him. He wants Rondo back. He likes, I think, Stan Van. And that was something I just asked Jake Madison, Andrew. Could Stan Van Gundy and the respect and the way he can communicate with players, and in today's day and age, how he views things, his politics, what have you, I think resonate and probably is going to help with today's player. Can he help bring somebody and want to play for him?
I do. I do believe that. I think he is a definitely a figure. I was talking to a couple of people about this from the media standpoint of going from Alvin Gentry to Stan Van Gundy. I think like we've hit the lottery. Like we have done great on our side as far as somebody who's going to be personable, somebody who's going to give great quotes. But he is still well respected around the league. I do think he's going to be able to bring some guys in. And if you're going to be committed to winning next season, which I know still going back for a lot of Pels fans, it's, you know, you start to worry about trying to win too soon. It brings back bad memories. I get that. But this kind of tells me that's what you're going to do. And, you know, maybe you do go get a Rondo or something. Maybe you let Josh Hart make some personnel decisions and go from there, and you get some more, you know, leadership in that locker room. But I'll tell you this. One thing is for sure. This team is going to practice. This team is going to be a little bit, I think, better on the defensive end. And I think you're going to see a balance there where you're going to still be able to get up threes and do what you want to do in the modern NBA, but still follow those defensive principles that you would like to do on the other side.
Speak with Andrew Lopez of ESPN. Two quick final things for you. Look, I think that's the thing that's intriguing to me, because you and I talked about this. What kind of style do you actually want? Do you want a guy that's, you know, again, right now, got to see what kind of shape he's going to be in. It's got to see how healthy he's going to be. But he's athletic. It's not like Duke walked the ball up the court. I mean, we've seen Zion play at an up-tempo and a pace. And I look back at some of the bigs and some of the teams Van Gundy's had, and there was tempo and pace, and Howard moved up and down the court. So using the right amount of athleticism at the same time, understanding what you have. I think all of this comes into play in terms of he's had to been thinking about this. He called Pels games this year. I'm sure he knows what they have and what they don't.
So if you want to go and get a good listen on what Stan Van Gundy thinks about this Pelicans roster, right before the restart, right before the bubble happened, Stan Van Gundy went on Zach Lowe's podcast, The Low Post, and gave a really, really good description of what he thinks this Pels team could be. He talks about Lonzo in depth. He talks about their deficiencies, where he sees them being positive. There's a tweet circulating from him, I believe in June, where he gets very, very excited about the future of the Pelicans. So to me, there's just a lot there. It's a good hire. You know, with a lot of big-time names right now, they did go with a coach who has had experience, 11-plus seasons, as an NBA head coach. Overall winning percentage, I think, is 57, and that's, you know, he was over 60 in both of his stops in Miami and Orlando before things kind of went south there in Detroit again, and we've talked about why that happened. The drafting was suspect and things like that, but he is a very good coach, and I do believe that these players are going to respond to him.
As always, man, appreciate the time, dude. Thank you so much for coming on. I know you're busy. Congrats, dude. You and Woj breaking the news, and it's fun. Right, look, now we have a head coach, so now it's about building. One final thing for you, assistants. I know David Griffin really liked them. There's been a couple that really helped some of these Pels players develop their game. Is the hope to try to keep as many as possible, including a couple of special ones?
If you're going off of what you – I do think he's going to keep a couple of them. Obviously, I think Fred Vinson, the shooting god, if you will, is going to get a chance there. Also, shout out to Corey Vinson, Fred's son, who just got a job as a video coordinator, assistant video coordinator with the Phoenix Suns. Mm-hmm. Really happy for him to get that. But I think Fred stays. I think Joe Boylan will have a chance to stay. I think Jamel McMillan will have a chance to stay. After that, you have probably some other spots to start to figure out what you want to do. One name to watch is probably Bob Beyer, who has been with Stan in Orlando, was with Stan all through Orlando, was with Stan all through Detroit. He's a guy who Stan trusts. Wouldn't be surprised if you saw him come down. So, but some of those guys will get a chance to stay, and it's just a matter of how many people Stan is going to bring in on his own and kind of go from there.
As always, man, appreciate the time. Thank you, Andrew.
No problem.
Thank you, Andrew.
Andrew Lopez.
Bye, Jordan. I hate you.
Ah, yeah, there it is. See, I waited. I was waiting.
You didn't think I was going to get there, did you, Jordan?
No, I was waiting for you, man.
My closest connection with Woj hates me. I mean, that sucks.
Did you see what you just did? And this is why.
What?
Not his friendship, not the fact that you can come on, provide us information. You literally thought and have said that he's your connection to Woj. He broke it with Woj. Go look at Woj's tweet.
No, I know.
It's not me and Jordan the intern. It's me and at Andrew Lopez.
I'm playing.
No,
thank you, Andrew.
Hey, you know where the studio is, right? I'll leave the door unlocked if you just want to come in and, you know.
Oh, yeah. I can. Oh, yeah. Maybe later in the week we'll come.
There we go.
Surprise visit.
Oh, I didn't mean for you to come on. I just wanted you to just deck them. But you can if you
want. I can do that, too. Yeah,
you can do both. Oh, you can do both. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate
thank
the
you,
time.
Andrew.
Later, guys.
There he is. So, Zach Lowe retweeting 20 minutes ago. As luck would have it, Stan Van Gundy came on the Lowe post to talk about the Pelicans' present and future in glorious detail just before the season restarted. He had the pulse on the team down. So maybe we'll try to pull some of that here in a little bit so we can listen to it on the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Get ready, Greater New Orleans area. The big one, the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, is coming for 2 big days only this weekend at the Pontchartrain Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours are Saturday 9 until 5, Sunday 10 till 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun, books, camouflage, jewelry and related items. Hunters and collectors, this big show's for you. Buy, sell, trade, or just spend the day browsing. Ladies are especially welcome. Admission is just $10 for adults and $2 for children ages 6 to 11. Sorry, no one under the age of 18 admitted without a parent. Got any guns to sell? Be sure they're unloaded and bring them to the show. Thousands of buyers will be there. Instant background checks available for gun purchases. The big one, the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show. Show hours 9 to 5 Saturday, 10 till 5 on Sunday. Come to the Pontchartrain Center on Williams Boulevard to exercise your right to keep and bear arms. While you're there, be sure to register for the $50 restaurant gift card. See you there at the big one. Sure as shooting, don't miss it.
It was 1972, and in Miami, the Dolphins went undefeated. In New York City, disco was just getting started. And in Houma, the Foster family opened their Terminex business to help protect the good folks of South Louisiana from nasty pests. When you want to sock it to those nasty roaches, termites, and rodents, you want the local pros from Terminex on your side.
So call those Bayou boys. They'll get you Terminex tough.
E-Tel Business. Your business, our priority. Business is fast, so you need to stay ahead. With internet, phone, and Wi-Fi that's even faster. For a limited time, when you purchase 2 business services, you get 3 months free. That means your business is backed by E-Tel's reliable network, powered by local experts. Save now on the speed you need to run your business and get 3 months free with 2 or more services. Call 798-7952 or visit etelbusiness.com. E-Tel Business. Your business, our priority.
Citizen.
What are you waiting for?
Pick up the phone.
We want you to be on the show.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengat.
Our thanks to Andrew Lopez for chiming in. Jake Madison as well this hour. Clearly we have kind of turned the page and focused a little bit on the Pels. They have a brand new head coach, if you're just joining us, Stan Van Gundy. 4-year deal to be the head coach of the Pelicans agreed to upon this morning per Andrew. Pels went out to Orlando, met with them early last week. They had planned to talk to a bunch of players, a bunch of candidates. Will Guillory of The Athletic will join us tomorrow. He said 9 total candidates were on the radar for the Pelicans. And Ali Cosell, who wrote last week, he published it on the 18th, that if Zion wants to be considered one of the greats and follow in the footsteps of other greats, Stan Van Gundy would be the right hire. He's going to join us at 2:05. Andrew just told us to go to the Low Post podcast from Zach Lowe from ESPN, who had Stan Van Gundy on right before the restart of the bubble. And I'm going to play it here before the next break. So I'm just going to play it so you can hear it. And he apparently, per Andrew, has Stan Van Gundy go into great detail about the Pelicans. So we're going to play that in a quick second, but he has just tweeted the new head coach of the Pelicans. What do you say?
Stan Van Gundy over on Twitter 2 minutes ago. I'm excited to join a talented New Orleans Pelicans team. It will be an honor to work with our players and to work for Mrs. Benson and David Griffin, Trajan Langdon, their staff, and the great people of New Orleans. I can't wait to talk to our players and get the process starting.
All right, so there you go from the brand new head coach. First thoughts of the brand new head coach for your New Orleans Pelicans. So let's just get to it here. I'm just going to play it. Again, it is now the breaking story everywhere. Van Gundy reaching the deal. And this is the Low Post podcast from Zach Lowe and Stan Van Gundy. And he's talking to him about the slow start of the Pelicans and now moving forward.
Talking
what
about
happened.
Zion.
Exactly.
Now, in the appropriate spot in the hierarchy, there was all of a sudden a little bit more playmaking on the floor so that all the playmaking responsibilities were more well distributed. Offensively, they just had a look of a team that was A, having a lot of fun, and B, was starting to settle into a groove in terms of, like, we know how we want to play, we know what our strengths are. Defensively, they had a ways to go. Coach, what strikes you about the Zion version of the Pelicans?
Well, Zion in particular, I mean, you hit on all the things that you can do with him, and I think you hit on the intangible part of it. I think just, you know, like we talked with Ja Morant, Zion there, there's a different level of confidence with the Pelicans team. I mean, I think their players believe that they're a playoff team and even that they can make some noise in the playoffs when they have him and all of their guys. But I think what people missed with the Pelicans is how rapidly this team was improving even before he came back. So they got off to this 6-22 start where they were 19th in the league offensively and 28th defensively. I mean, they were not even really competitive. Okay. I mean,
their transition defense was just,
and
like,
it still is
unbelievably bad.
Yeah. Terrible. And they give up a lot of points in the paint and they turn the ball over and just not much good to watch. Then after that 6-22 start and before Zion came back, they had a stretch for a month, middle of December to middle of January. They go 11-5 before he comes back.
Before he comes back.
And they were 9th offensively and 12th defensively. And then Zion comes back, and they actually were 11th offensively in those 20 games. I know he missed one of them. And 8th defensively with Zion. And so this team continued to get better. Now, what did Zion bring to them? Okay. How did they get better defensively? That one has really stuck with me because Zion's not very good defensively.
I'm so happy you brought this up because, again, if you look at their on-off numbers, with Zion on the floor, they're giving up 103.5 points for 100 possessions, which is like number two in the league or would be number two in the league among teams. With him off the floor, they're giving up like they're just letting people score, basically. And so I did some research into this. I want to hear your answer to the question. Do you believe that he's – what is happening, and do you believe it has anything actually to do with Zion Williamson?
I do think it has a little bit to do with Zion Williamson because I go back to the point I made. I think because the players have a heightened confidence that they are a legitimate playoff team with Zion Williamson, I think that their sense of urgency on the defensive end changed. I don't think it was Zion's defense that helped them. I think Zion's offense and the confidence it came with them helped them defensively. Now, by the numbers, only two things really changed that I thought were significant. They didn't send teams to the free throw line as much. And I know for a fact that's something that Jeff Bezdelic, their assistant coach, who does their defense, had been pushing all year. Quit fouling people. And I don't – this I couldn't – figure out when I watch their film on the court, but their three-point defense got a lot better. They didn't give up as many threes. Teams shot it poorly. That may be luck of the draw as much as anything. They still don't get back, even with, you know, they didn't get back over any stretch of the season. They gave up transition points. They give up a ton of points in the paint. They don't particularly force a lot of turnovers, but they did do a very good job of limiting the three, and they quit fouling. But where they really changed with Zion was on the offensive end of the floor. So they always played at a fast pace. They were among the leaders, top four team in the league, I think, at fast break points all year long. They shoot a lot of threes and make a lot of threes. That didn't change pretty much the entire year, but they had no interior presence. They were, you know, well into the bottom half of the league, points in the paint, well into the bottom half of the league and getting to the free throw line. Now Zion comes, and for the stretch they have him, all of a sudden they're third in the league in points in the paint and seventh in the league in free throw attempts, and they're still shooting a lot of threes and making them. And so everything with them changed because of that. And here's the other stretch, and you know this, Zach, from history. When you're getting to the free throw line more and you're attacking the paint more, you know, which means your shooting percentage is going to go up, just regular shooting percentage, that means your defense can get set, particularly going to the free throw line, and that helps your defense because you're not in transition as much, where we know they're terrible.
So, Coach, I'm used to being the one on my podcast who, like, makes the big statistical reveal and, like, has done all the research and, like, no, here's the actual thing that's happening. And I bring you on, and you have already done it. I don't have anything left to say. Let me say this. You just hit it. I think Zion's biggest contribution to their defense has been his offense. And I think it's not just when you score more, when you get to the line more and you score more, you get to set your defense. And they're doing both of those things much more with Zion on the floor.
I want to play a little bit more, obviously. He's going to go into Brandon Ingram and things like that, but I had to play that for you. And again, thank you, Andrew Lopez, for remembering that and sending us in that direction. You basically just heard the first press conference on how Stan Van Gundy views your basketball team. And if you didn't take out of that 10 minutes that he knows what he's walking into, then I don't know what you were listening to. The things he has to work on the defensive end. He, again, being an analyst helps him. He broke it down because when he calls the game, he needs to be able to say what they do well, what they don't do well. He knows the numbers. He knows exactly not only what he has on his team, but he knows what he needs to improve on.
And not only that, he knows the ins and outs of other organizations,
absolutely,
what they do just from calling those games, because he's doing his homework 24/7, getting the ins and outs of, you know, the Raptors, the Warriors,
but knowing your strengths,
Clippers,
and weaknesses of your basketball team puts you on a leg up. And I'm not saying that anybody you didn't hire wouldn't have built that way, but you heard him talk about the areas that frustrated us when we watched him. Transition defense, getting back, and look, and you know what I liked? He said Zion's defense is terrible. And you know what he's probably going to do the first time he talks to Zion? Your defense is terrible. Now, this
I don't
is
think
what
that's going to be the first,
no,
the first
absolutely.
Words that he's going to
no,
tell him.
No, I think it is. And I think Zion would understand that. And he's going to say, so let's fix it. This is what you need to do. But I need that. I need a coach that can say that, not a coach that goes, all right, you know, you did some good thing. No.
Afraid to talk to
you're
Zion
terrible.
Because he's a big
superstar. Exactly right. You're terrible. Do you want to be a star? Do you want to be a great player? This is what you need to do. I love that. We'll play a lot more of that from the Low Post podcast coming up. But next, Ali Cosell wrote a story last week that he said if Zion wants to walk in the shoes of greats, Stan Van Gundy can help. Why did he think that? He was the one that told us on this show Stan Van Gundy would be a good fit. Remember? He said that last week. Let's have him on next. The Sports Hangover Hour 2 is brought to you by Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive in Metairie. It's the Sports Hangover, your home for Pelicans basketball, where Stan Van Gundy is your new head coach on ESPN New Orleans.
Is pain putting a strain on your quality of life? Don't suffer in silence. Get relief at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Dr. Luis Hernandez and Dr. Keith Duplantis can provide solutions to neck, knee, and back pain, as well as pain associated with injury, arthritis, nerve damage, and migraines. Get help for your pain at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Call today, 985-493-4080, or go to Thibodaux.com.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Adding a leader you need right when you need them. That's how sports teams get ahead and how your business can too. LinkedIn will match the right talent with your open roles fast. Post a job and you'll get great candidates with the right mix of skills, interest, and experience.